doesn't mean, though, Kevin, that I'm telling them to go out and file for divorce. I'm telling them that they need to bring into the circle of decision-making an attorney's perspective as early as possible.
Hey, Joe, this is Fred Zelenko. We've never had the pleasure of meeting, but I'm thrilled that you're going to be joining us on the show from time to time as a guest expert, especially when we talk about divorce or domestic issues. I'm particularly impressed with your website.
And, thank you.
And, you know, one of the things in the 10 stupidest mistakes men make when facing a divorce, number 8, revealing too much on the internet. That kind of caught my interest.
Oh, boy.
Are we talking in the way of Facebook? Are we talking in the way of blogs? What are we talking about there?
Well, much of it ends up being Facebook, but it can be in a variety of places. Let me tell you that the world has changed for domestic relations lawyers and, of course, their clients. If you had been faced with a challenge of providing unequivocal proof that the wife is, for example, maligning the husband in the presence of the children, that she's alienating the children, perhaps really damning or incriminating proof relating to her having an affair, to her sequestering funds, etc. 10, 15 years ago, that was always a very difficult thing. I mean, the idea of hiring a private detective seemed a little seedy. We all did it because we had to protect our clients' interests, but there was always a discomfort with it, and it was, quite frankly, often relatively unsuccessful, because when the door closes and the shades are closed, then it's just difficult to get truly a smoking gun in domestic relations. And occasionally it would happen, but it was always a challenge, and usually it was indirect testimony. Well, what came, though, with the web and this digital age is, for the first time, you have access to statements and pictures and testimony of people that directly relate to the case, and that can often sink the other side's ship, or can sink your own.
Yep.
And that's what makes the digital age so influential in terms of domestic relations. It's not unusual to have a woman. I could tell you story after story how this has impacted the outcome of cases for us around the country, where, for example, the mother was told not to drink alcohol, and she said as a condition of temporary custody that she would not drink alcohol. And this was a Texas case. And she goes off, and of course, historically, when that happened, it was so hard to prove it. We'd bring in friends who said it, and then other friends that would say that they were dishonest or they were testifying to help the dad. So we end up with a picture on a Facebook page of mom with a child in one arm and a bottle of tequila in the other.
Uh-oh.
And we have cases where we were accusing mom of dissipating dad's assets. Well, you know, 20 years ago, you wouldn't have had direct evidence. You would have had evidence of the amount she spent, but you wouldn't be able to prove her motivations. And we had a situation where mom actually wrote, and I'm trying to recall whether this was through Facebook or MySpace. Anyway, she wrote to a friend or on her wall that she was using her Sam's card, and that was her husband's name. And she called it the Sam's card, and she was going out and just spending wildly and making jokes about it. She said she had all her windows up and the heat on, and in the winter. And comments like that, which were very, very helpful to us. Story after story where the internet has provided us access to
hey,
really...
Joe, we're unfortunately just up against the wall and out of time. Give everyone your website that Fred mentioned.
DashDivorce.com.
And it is an excellent website. We'll answer a lot of your questions, and you can get some initial counseling there as well.
It's a great resource. And Joe, I wanted to, because with your Oklahoma State and Texas background, I'm assuming you're a football fan.
Well, yes.
Who are you picking this Sunday?
Well, you know, I have to tell you that I've leaned historically a little toward Pittsburgh. So,
all right.
One, we'll mark it down.
All right. Joe, you're always welcome. You're going to be our Ask the Expert expert when it comes to divorce. And the new book is The 10 Stupidest Mistakes Men Make When Facing Divorce. You can go find out whether or not you should move out, whether you wait to file or have your wife file, whether you, how to hopefully keep better relations and time with your kids.
And Joe's got book signings all over the country.
Yeah, I saw you're going to Madison, Wisconsin. And if you go up there, State Street, there's a little Indian restaurant that is just outstanding, Joe. Make sure you go there. We're going to have
I'll write it down.
You got a book signing here in the St. Louis area?
I will, but you know, I don't have the calendar in front of me. It's sometime in February. I'm leaving this afternoon for Atlanta for several days to do the same thing.
All right. Well, we will get the date and pass it along. Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. And once again, thanks for joining the show in the form of a sponsorship. You're listening.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. You're listening to McCarthy and Friends on Westplex News Talk 94.1 KPVR. This hour is brought to you in part by People's Bank and Trust, hometown banking the way it should be.
Are you a man facing divorce? If so, listen carefully. Divorce affects all areas of your life, financially, emotionally, and mentally. It changes the relationship that you have with your children, perhaps even more than you think. My name is Joe Cordell. Our firm works hard to protect the interests.